أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا جناح عليهن في آبائهن ولا أبنائهن ولا إخوانهن ولا أبناء إخوانهن ولا أبناء أخواتهن ولا نسائهن ولا ما ملكت أيمانهن واتقين الله إن الله كان على كل شيء شهيدا. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about the law of hijab and the law of parda, and then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala went on to explain to us the very simple explanation of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's knowledge. إِن تُبُدُوا شَيْئًا أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. That, O Ummat, O mankind, if whatever you make open, you reveal, and whatever you keep secret, you keep discreet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge over all those things. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes exceptions to the rules of hijab and the rule of parda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La junaha alayhin, there is no blame upon them, no sin upon them, fi abaihinna, with regards to their fathers. In other words, if they do not make parda of their fathers, then of course there is no sin upon them. Wala abanaihinna, and no of their sons. Wala ikhwanihinna, and no of their brothers. Wala abanai ikhwanihin, and no of the sons of the brothers. Wala abanai akhawatihin, and no of the sons of the sisters. Wala nisaihin, and no of the women. Wala ma malakat aymanuhun, and those female slaves which they own. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes these exceptions, and then in Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes other exceptions. Wa bu'ulatuhun, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, obviously, there is no hijab and no parda between a woman and a husband and the father of her husband. So hence, the general rule is that all those people who will be regarded as a mahram, all those people whom she is unable to marry by the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all those people, she does not have to keep any parda, and they need not be any seclusion whatsoever. In concluding this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقِينَ اللَّهِ, and O woman, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to this issue also. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِدًا. Certainly, there is no doubt in the fact that everything is open to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala beholds everything. Everything is in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In ayat before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the condition of the heart, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again reiterates that everything is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the mistrust or the misuse of the eyes. That also is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A man and woman can be walking together, they can be traveling together. One's glance falls upon a woman that is not the mahram. That also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows, and perhaps no one else will know about it. But that knowledge is already in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Two people can be together, husband and wife can be together. In the heart of that husband or in the heart of that wife, there is certain thoughts. Some of those thoughts could be such thoughts that are promiscuous, such thoughts that obviously are not deemed thoughts that a Muslim should be having. Those thoughts also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge with regards to that also. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us generally of two aspects. One is the outer appearance, insofar as hijab and parda is concerned. And the second is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about our internal qualities, that our internal condition should be of such a nature that it is cleansed, totally clean, insofar as the eyes are concerned, insofar as the heart is concerned, insofar as every form of thought is concerned, that one needs to keep one's heart clean. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in this last part of the ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference to all this, that as mu'mineen, as believers, we should always realize and understand the end of these two ayats. Inna Allah kana bi kulli shay'in alima. Allah has knowledge over all things. And inna Allah kana ala kulli shay'in shahida. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beholds everything. Everything is in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has full knowledge. So in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the law of hijab, and Allah ta'ala revealed the law of parda. And together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also made the exceptions. So hence we find in this deen of Islam, there is absolutely no difficulty whatsoever. The deen of Islam is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made sin also haram, and whatever leads to sin also haram. And here in these rules of hijab and parda, whatever leads to sin, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made impermissible. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.